everyone. What's up? This is your host, Jazz Valley, and you're listening to The World of Eight, where the shredding never ends. Today on my show, I have the privilege of having my guest, Jennifer Charlene. Jen, can you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners?
Hi, I'm Jennifer, and I grew up in the lovely city of Bakersfield.
Sick. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, so just to start it off already, what got you into skateboarding?
I always really loved the street fashion of it, and just like the way it looked was really interesting, like growing up. And I actually did ballet growing up, and then I became best friends with this girl, Anna, and I was like, we should try skateboarding. It looks super fun. And so her and I would go to the park like early in the morning and practice, and I was like hooked ever since.
How old were you then?
Well, in junior high, I tried it out a little bit, but I didn't really, like, start skating until I was 18.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah.
So that's when, like, you started learning tricks and all that, right?
Yeah, totally. Okay. And I was just, like, I think the discipline I had from ballet, I just kind of applied that to skating. And I was like, okay, if I need to learn this, I got to put my body this way or, like, try this and that and just kind of experiment.
Yeah.
With it.
So did you basically teach yourself, or did you have, like, guy friends that were teaching you?
It was pretty much on my own, and watching my friend too, because she was a beginner, so like her being at the same level as me helped, because if she tried something, I was like, oh, okay, that's doable, like I can try that too. She was more of like the one that I'd be like, you try it and then I'll try it. I've always been such a baby and like super scared to like try
that
anything.
That is so funny. That's amazing that you had her there though for that.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I think that was like a really important thing. Like, I don't think if I didn't have someone to start out with and skate with, I think it would have been a lot harder of a journey.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And like, what was your first solid trick that you're like, wow, okay, I finally got it down?
Ollie?
yeah. That's so good.
And Bertelmans. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's an old school trick that I learned from a documentary video called Dogtown and Z-Boys, and it's this trick where you're on the ground and you slide your board on the concrete. It comes from surfing.
Yeah.
It's named after a surfer. I forget his name, but his last name was Bertelman. And so I really wanted to learn that trick, and so did my friend, because yeah. we're both obsessed with that documentary too, because it's like in the 70s, like how it evolved from surfing, and it just looks so cool and like freeing and like stylish.
Yeah, that's so sick. I really want to check out that documentary. It sounds really interesting.
It's super good.
So like, I was just looking through your Instagram and I saw that you had some IMDb work. Like, can you tell me anything about that?
So I came to LA and that's where I met my now husband.
Congratulations again.
Thank you. It's been a year, August 1st. But I met him at the skate park, and I eventually moved to LA, and I wasn't expecting to get into acting or anything, but just along the way, I found like extra work, and I like registered with Central Casting and started doing that. And then over time, I was like, this is really interesting, like being on set and around actors, and they're being able to like tell these stories, and it looked really interesting and fun. So I eventually took classes at Playhouse West and trained in Meisner technique, and I've taken some like commercial workshops and stuff, but it's another thing that I've come to love.
That's awesome that you can collide both of these worlds into your life. That's so sick.
And they're both like arts, I think.
For sure.
And dance too, like they're all like in the art world.
Yeah, so like all your life you've just been a very artistic, creative person. Yeah. That's amazing. And Skater Chicks, Skate Girl and Chernobyl, are those like films that you made, or?
Skater Chicks was a film that my friend and I attempted to make, and we did complete it. It was our first project, and I had no experience with anything. I didn't even have any training or anything. It was just like, oh, this sounds really fun, let's just try and do it. And we got a little crew together, and we didn't have the editor that was supposed to edit it follow through with it, so we ended up just trying to learn edit it ourselves, so it kind of like didn't piece together the way we wanted to. But
It still came together though, right?
Yeah, we still did That's it. Awesome. And so I'm still proud of it. It's just like whatever.
I love there. It though. You guys went all the way through with it though. Yeah. That's super sick.
Yeah, that was fun. And then the other film was just a film that I was in.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Was that Chernobyl or Skate Girl?
Chernobyl.
Okay, yeah. And then Skate Girl, is that something that's coming up? Because I saw it was like 2019, or is that still like...
Skate God.
Oh, Skate God. Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. So that is a film that I was super excited about when I got a phone call about it. I had sent my headshot and like a skate photo, and this was like 2 or 3 years ago. I think what happened with this film is that the budget didn't follow through, or the investors kind of backed out, or something like that. But it's just each year it gets pushed.
Yeah, of course.
Next year. So I mean, hopefully one day it happens, because that would be amazing. Like Tony Hawk's in it, or supposed to be in it, and like all these actors and people that I'd love to work with. So. Yeah. That'd be amazing if it ever does happen.
That's
hopefully.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm hoping for it too. Yeah. I would love to see that. That's so sick. And also, Apple Orange Skate. What's all that about?
Okay, so when I started skating, one of the locals, which is a pro skater now, Cyril Jackson, he would call me Green Apples because I had these green leather TNT Vans. And my friend that I told you about that I would skate with, I was like, oh, you know what would be rad is if you got orange shoes and we could be like apples and oranges, and then we could start a magazine. And like, we love to dress up, so it could be like fashion and like cool and glamour or something. So it kind of, it started as out as just like a fun idea, and then I made a Facebook and like a Instagram, and I go out and take photos and or have people help out with it and take photos, and we'll like dress up and like wear stuff that you wouldn't normally see somebody like doing anything if, like, like a dress or whatever. It's just like something exciting and fun about doing it or seeing it.
That's awesome. So is it kind of like apparel that you wouldn't expect while someone's skating? Is that what you mean?
Kind of. I mean, and it's also just like whatever goes. It's like, oh, like you really like wearing that, like to go to a nice event or something, like why not like skate in it? It'd be really rad.
I love
like
it.
If you're comfortable doing an ollie, like, and you feel like you could do it in like a skirt or something, like why not?
Yeah, like go for it.
Awesome.
That's amazing. I totally love that. That's so sick. And also, I had seen that you were in Hawaii like some time ago. Was that for work, or was that just for you visiting Hawaii?
That was for me visiting Hawaii, and it was a spontaneous thing. My friend Karen was like, oh, let's go to Hawaii. Our friend Sam's there. Our friend Sam, she is dealing with Lyme disease, and so she...
sorry about that.
Yeah, it's really hard. But she's there. She was there to kind of, like, get fresh air and, like, kind of get, like, a good healthy diet and stuff. And she was like, yeah, if you guys came, like, I have a place that you guys stay at. I have a rental car, and so... My friend Karen's like, we got to do it. Like, if we don't do it, we're never going to do it. So I told my other friend Clara, was like, okay, so we're thinking about doing this. This is like a week before we left. So we literally booked tickets like a week before.
No way. Yeah. That's so amazing, though. Friends like that, keeping you on the edge, on your toes. You just got to keep going. That's so adventurous.
Totally.
That's amazing.
And the, like, that's like the best, I think, is when you just plan something and you just do it. Like, if it's spontaneous, it's just that much better.
Yeah, usually last minute plans for some reason are always like the most memorable kind, you know what I'm saying?
Totally.
That's so amazing. And also, I had seen that you were like skating with girls out there in Hawaii, and I was wondering, is the skate scene like way different from LA to Hawaii, or is it similar? Or
it's a little different. What's really cool about Hawaii is like there's beaches everywhere, and then in the North Shore there's like a skate park like right next to the beach, so like you could just be swimming all day and then you just put some shorts on, just leave your bathing suit on all day and like a tank top or whatever, and like, oh yeah, let's go skate now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's kind of like more, I don't know, like less city vibe. It's just more like,
it's more like just get on your board and
go
kind
and
of
more
thing.
Chill too, like just like no makeup, like hair like just like
crazy for
beachy.
The ocean, those beach waves.
Yeah, but that was such a great experience. Hawaii was awesome, and the people there are great.
That's
like,
awesome.
There's a pretty big community of skater girls too that we met.
Oh really?
They were really nice. This girl Roxy, she actually has a really fun little mini ramp in her room.
Oh no, in her room?
Yeah, and she'll just like have everyone come over. It's like, I think it's like a a part of her parents' house, but it's like a almost like a garage.
Yeah.
Like her own little like guest house.
Like add on. That's so sick. That's rad. Like just all you guys in
so
there.
So fun.
Buzzing some tricks. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's super cool. And also, what like being here in LA and like going from the chill vibe in Hawaii, like what is that you would want to bring from over there to over here in any way, like skating?
I think just like the like unity and support that I felt there was really like prominent. Like everyone's just like so like nice.
Yeah, that took a while. I need to go to Hawaii and go skate out there.
Like, I feel like in LA sometimes people are like too, maybe it's they're shy or they're too cool or I don't know. It's like some kind of like Hollywood thing that transfers over into like some people in the skating community. Not I mean, for the most part, like the skateboarding community, like everywhere all over the world, like everyone's awesome.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, in LA there's like a little bit of that Hollywood vibe.
No, I totally get what you're putting down right now. Like I felt that vibe before too. From personal experience, you know, I've gone out and skated sometimes with my friends, but I've gotten like some like sexism. Have you ever experienced anything to the point where you're like, whoa, like dude, relax, like
Not really in person. I think nowadays with social media people are really quick to just like write a text or comment because like it's not
they got
something
they're
not gonna say it to your face. It's just like with that, I've like read some like pretty crazy gnarly comments and I'm just like, oh whatever, you're like giving me another comment, which is good for my profile because you're giving me more engagement, so any comment's gonna be a good one. I just ignore them. But I'd say like one of the first things I remember was like this guy was like, oh, you're wearing like makeup.
What?
I was getting like, well yeah, like I want to.
Yeah, what an observation to make.
It just kind of made me feel weird, like, oh, I'm skateboarding, so I guess I'm not allowed to be wearing makeup right now.
That's so crazy.
I mean, it was, like, funny, but at the same time, it was like, hey, can't tell me that.
That's so crazy. I mean, yeah, like, if you want to be wearing, like, a whole bunch of lipstick, that would be fine, too, you know?
I mean, like, do whatever you want. Skating's for everyone.
Exactly, totally. Oh, I love that message. What would you say to skater girls that are, like, scared to go to skate parks? Like, what would you, like, recommend for them?
Well, I think the best thing, especially if you're starting out, is to just have a, like, find a friend. Find somebody that is, like, wanting to try it out as much as you and, like, go skate with you. And go early in the morning. Like, don't torture yourself and go, like, in the middle of the day when there's, like, all these kids and, like, people skating and they're, like, at different levels or some are more advanced and get comfortable first. Just ride around your neighborhood or wherever. But like if you want to learn like obstacles and stuff, like go to the skate park at like 7 a.m. That's what I used to do.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's dedication for sure.
Yeah,
that's so awesome.
I mean, and it makes it easier on you because you have the park to yourself and you can take your time and you don't feel pressured. And it is scary, you know, like, when you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, for sure. I remember one time I went to Venice Skate Park with my guy friends, and they're like, come on, do the pool. And then I was like, yeah, all right. Literally slammed my back, and all the guys were like, oh.
That's, like, a really advanced thing. You know, like, definitely I believe in working your way up to stuff. Like,
yeah,
taking
for sure.
Baby steps is huge. I mean, everyone's different. I mean, some people, they just pick it up right away, but I go little by little.
Yeah.
Like, when I learned to drop in, I found the, like, smallest quarter pipe I could find, and it was mellow, and I tried that first. Of course, I made my friend try it first, and then I tried it.
The same infamous friend.
And then from there, you get comfortable, and you do it a bunch of times, and you're like, okay, I'm ready for the taller one.
Yeah, of course.
Just, like, baby steps. Patience.
Thus far, like, what is the hardest trick you've learned?
The hardest trick I've learned, kickflip.
The kickflip?
I don't know what it is. Like, kickflips are so hard for me. Like, flipping your board and, like, landing on it, it's just, some people get it pretty quickly, and other people, it's just, it's really hard to learn. But, like, I've been able to do them over the years, but, like, I'm finally now, like, getting more comfortable with it, and it's, like, one of those tricks that you have to do all the time if you don't. Like, well, for me, I lose it, and then I have to start kind of from square one again.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Have you ever had, like, a pair of pants or a shirt that you've, like, wrecked from skating, like, from, like, constantly scraping it?
So I got these really cool, like, vintage Wranglers from the thrift store, like, a long time ago. This was in Bakersfield. And I was like, oh, these are so rad. Like, I love jeans. Like, I'm obsessed with jeans. And I went to the skate park, and I was, like, skating in them. But, you know, like, Wrangler jeans are kind of, like, stiff.
Yeah.
They were, like, a little softer because they were, like, older ones, but they didn't have stretch.
Yeah.
So I was, like, trying these ollies over the pyramid at the skate park, and then the jeans just freaking ripped.
Oh, no. Like, just all the way.
In the crotch. Like. And I was, like, dang. Like.
Oh, my God.
I love these pants, and I just got them, but, like, I have to go home now.
Oh, my. Did anybody see? Like, was anyone else there with you?
Yeah, there were a couple of people, and I told them, I was like, dude, like, I just ripped my pants. It's kind of embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, and that's happened, like, one or two other times.
Oh, man. RIP to those pants. Yeah. That sucks. Yeah. That's such a bummer. Did you try to, like, fix them at all?
No,
was that...
they were done. It's demolished. I was like, oh, I just got to throw them away.
That is too funny. So, do you have, like, any... This, I know I asked you about girl skaters, but just, like, any general message for girl skaters? Like, just, like...
I mean, I would just say, like, do your thing.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Just do you. Like, don't worry about what you look like to others or what someone's gonna, like, think or say or whatever. If it's something that you're doing that you love, like, just do you.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, who cares?
Where do you see yourself with skateboarding in the future? Like, what direction?
I mean, skateboarding for me is just such a lifestyle. It's just, like, a part of who I am, and, I'm not necessarily, like, a competitive skater, like competitions and stuff like that, but, it's something that I just want in my life.
Yeah.
And even if, like, one day, like, when I'm 80 and I can't skate anymore, I still want to be a part of the skate community in some way, or, like, hopefully have a printed Apples and Oranges magazine or something.
That's like rad. That. Yeah, I'm rooting for you. That's so sick. I love it. So with your like girl group of skating, like, what do you guys do day by day? Like, do y'all just, like, pick a spot and, like, spend some hours there, like, trying to do some stairs, or, like, what is it? Like, what is your guys' day to day?
So we have, like, a little, like, group chat going on, and it's really hard sometimes to get everyone, like, coordinated or like agree on a spot or a park. But, like, once we agree on going somewhere, we meet up, and, like, we're all different people, obviously, and, like, different, we have a different approach towards skating, but, like, Victoria, she's, like, very, like, goal-oriented. She's like, okay, I'm gonna learn this trick, and, like, I'm gonna try it, and she's, like, really gutsy, and, like, she goes for it, and, like, for me, I'm just like, whatever, I'm skating, I'm chilling, having fun, like, I'm not, like, too, like, gung-ho about, like, trying crazy stuff, but then, like, every once in a while, like, my friends will be like, oh, try this, or I'm gonna do this, and then I see them do it, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do it, and, like, I'm just feeling it, and I'm feeling, like, more gutsy that day.
Of course, yeah, because of them, yeah, they push you.
But, yeah, it's, like, it's cool, because we're all different, and it's, we all bring different things to the table, and so, it's, like, we learn from each other, so it's fun.
That's rad. I love that completely. That's so, girl movement, girl power.
For sure. Sick.
So, as of today, what is the worst injury you've gotten from skating?
I guess my ankle, like, I rolled it, like, so bad, and then it healed, kind of, and, like, a year later, it was crazy. I tried the same trick at the same skate park, like, same exact thing, same day of the week, too.
Oh, my God, what?
And, rolled the same ankle, like, super bad, like, just folded it over. Luckily, like, I've never broken anything.
Yeah.
So that made me feel okay that my foot was facing the right way, at least. But, dude, it was, like, I still, like, can feel, like, little pains and stuff from when I rolled it, because tissue builds up and stuff. So I got to figure that out. I know there's, like, you know, technology gets better all the time. I know they can, like, break that down and, like, do stuff. So I got to figure that out. But, like, I mean, I'm okay for the most part, but, like, that was bad. It was, like, black and purple.
Oh, jeez.
It looked like an elephant's foot. It was so gross.
Was that your left or right ankle?
My left.
Oh, man. Yeah. Which one is, like, more prominent for you, like, your right or your left, like, while skating, like?
I'm definitely on my right leg a lot more. I mean, my back foot, I'm goofy, so my back foot is kind of, like, what controls everything. But, like, when I'm pushing, you know, your right leg is on the board. Yeah. Your right foot's on the board. So you're, like, putting all your pressure on that. So I guess it's not too bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's weird. Like, depending on what I'm doing, I like doing switch tricks sometimes. Yeah. Like, using the other foot. Like, Ollie is like a normal Ollie, right? But like, along the way, I learned how to do switch Ollies. Sometimes I'll do switch Ollies or like Nollies where it's like you pop off the front of the board, like different variations of Ollies. But I think maybe because of my ankle injury, I like doing like some switch tricks sometimes.
Yeah.
Because it's like also like giving your other side a break.
And, yeah, like some time to breathe for sure. Yeah. So I know we're coming down to 5 minutes. So on the air, I wanted to just give you a little present for coming out today. The listeners always can't see what's inside of the bag, but I gave you a navy Dickies small backpack.
So cute.
Yeah, I love skating with my small Dickies backpack, so I had to give you one.
I love this.
And I also gave you a Rip and Dip air freshener for your vehicle.
Oh my gosh. Yes, and I need that right now because I don't have any air conditioning working right now, so it's stinky in there. This is awesome. I love the size of this backpack.
It's perfect. And honestly, like, for me, like, I just love skating with small things. Like, here's my crossbody.
Oh, cute.
And I just like that these little things, for some reason, just fit everything you need. Your wallet, your keys, your phone, just whatever it is. Yeah. So I was like, oh, for sure, I'm going to get her a Dickies small little backpack.
And there's also a really rad bag company that makes all these types of bags.
Yeah.
It's called Bum Bag.
Bum Bag?
Really cute. Yeah, cute stuff. A skater-owned, like, cool little bags.
That's awesome. Is it kind of like side crossbody bags?
Yeah, like fanny packs, like the one that you have, kind of like a purse almost.
Yeah.
Little backpacks, like all kinds of different bags.
Awesome.
And like some of them are like really girly, like they'll be like velvety on the inside,
colors
and stuff. Yeah,
that's
really
sick.
Cool.
I love velvet. I love the whole velvet movement. I don't know if you're on that too, like shirts that
super
velvet.
I have these Dylan shoes, Huff shoes, and they're like velvety.
Oh, no way!
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I try not to skate them too much because I don't want to ruin them.
Yeah,
they're royal blue.
Oh, it's such a beautiful color.
Yeah,
that's sick. That's amazing. But is there anything you want to say out to anyone out in the valley? Like just anything to the skate community, anyone you love, anything?
I love everyone, and I believe that everyone has some good in them. And I'm sorry if I sounded like a weirdo today, but this is my first time doing a radio show, so I feel like my words got all like crazy and stumbled at some point, so forgive me.
No, I think you did so good for your first radio show. That was solid, right? Like, you guys can agree with me. So good. But so I just want to reintroduce my guest again, Jennifer Charlene. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Sharing your time and energy with us and giving us your perspective on the skater world. And you're just killing it.
Thank you.
I love
it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
I had so much fun.
If you guys want to find Jennifer on Instagram, Jennifer.Charlene. Sorry about that. And go ahead and check her on through. So once again, thank you for your time and energy with me today. And this was The World of 8. This was your host, Jazz Valley, and thanks for listening to KPCRadio.com.